Faith Finds Christ, Ellen G. White. Coming to Christ does not require severe mental effort and agony. It is simply accepting the terms of salvation that God has made plain in His Word. The blessing is free to all. The invitation is, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Then come and seek and find. The reservoir of power is open, is full, and free. Come with humble hearts, not thinking that you must do some good thing to merit the favor of God, or that you must make yourself better before you can come to Christ. You are powerless to do good, and cannot better your condition. Apart from Christ, we have no merit nor righteousness. Our sinfulness, our weakness, our human imperfections make it impossible that we should appear before God unless we are clothed in Christ's spotless righteousness. We are to be found in Him, not having our own righteousness, but the righteousness which is in Christ. Then, in the name that is above every name, the only name given among men whereby we can be saved, claim the promise of God, saying, "Lord, forgive my sin. I put my hand in thy hand for help, and I must have it or perish. I now believe." The Savior says to the repenting sinner, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out." When you respond to the drawing of Christ and join yourself to Him, you manifest saving faith. But to talk of religious things in a casual way, to pray for spiritual blessings without real soul hunger and living faith, avails nothing. The wondering crowd that pressed close about Jesus realized no accession of vital power from the contact. But when the poor, suffering woman, who for 12 years had been an invalid, in her great need put forth her hand and touched the hem of His garment, she felt the healing virtue. Hers was the touch of faith, and Christ recognized that touch. He knew that virtue had gone out of him, and turning about in the throng, he asked, "Who touched me?" Surprised at such a question, the disciples answered, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." The faith which avails to bring us into vital contact with Christ expresses on our part supreme preference, perfect reliance, entire consecration. This faith works by love and purifies the soul. It works in the life of the follower of Christ true obedience to God's commandments. For love to God and love to man will be the result of vital connection with Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Nothing but divine power can regenerate the human heart and imbue the soul with the love of Christ, which will ever manifest itself in love for those for whom he died. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith, meekness. When a man is converted to God, a new moral taste is supplied. A new motive power is given, and he loves the things that God loves, for his life is bound up by the golden chain of immutable promises with the life of Jesus. Love, joy, peace, and inexpressible gratitude will pervade the soul, and the language of him who is blessed will be, "Thy gentleness hath made me great." We should grow daily in spiritual loveliness. We shall often fail in our efforts to copy the divine pattern. We shall often have to bow down to weep at the feet of Jesus because of our shortcomings and mistakes. But we must not be discouraged. Pray more fervently, believe more fully, and then, with greater steadfastness, abide in Christ and grow into the likeness of our Lord. As we distrust our own power, we shall trust the power of our Redeemer and render praise to God, who is the health of our countenance. Wherever there is union with Christ, there is love. Whatever other fruits we may bear, if love be missing, they profit nothing. Love to God and our neighbor is the very essence of religion. No one can love Christ and not love his children. When we are united to Christ, we have the mind of Christ. Purity and love shine forth in the character. Meekness and truth control the life. The very expression of the countenance is changed. Christ abiding in the soul exerts a transforming power, and the outward aspect bears witness to the peace and joy that reign within. We drink in the love of Christ as the branch draws nourishment from the vine. If we are grafted into Christ, if fiber by fiber we have been united with the living vine, we shall give evidence of the fact by bearing rich clusters of fruit. If we are connected with the light, we shall be channels of light. And in our words and works, we shall give light to the world. The light that shines in the face of Jesus Christ is reflected by his followers to the glory of God.